Now look at part three. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one or two words, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 14 to 19 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear a boy called Jack giving a class presentation about a visit to a museum called Amazing Earth.
Hi everyone. I want to tell you about a museum called Amazing Earth that I visited last weekend. It's all about the planet we live on, Earth. It took us about an hour and a half to get to the museum. Everyone goes round it in groups, and it takes about 2.5 hours. We spent an hour having something to eat there, too. The museum split up into several sections. In one of them, you find out how the continents have moved over time. So, Africa, for example, isn't in the same place as it was millions of years ago. At one point, the floor started shaking, so you can experience what it actually would have felt like. It's quite scary, because you're not expecting it. In each section, there are films to watch too. I liked the one about how mountains are made, as I didn't know much about it. It was almost as interesting as the video on oceans, which I've always loved finding out about. As well as the tour, there are different special events on at the museum every month. If I had the chance to go again, I'd go in August, as some real-life explorers will be there talking about their work. There's a painting competition in July, which some people might enjoy, or the science exhibition in September sounds okay. There's a great cafe at the museum too. My mum said that her burger was good, but I didn't really fancy one. I soon wished I hadn't chosen the soup, but I had some chocolate cake afterwards, and I'd say that's definitely worth having. If you're thinking of going, don't do what we did and go to the entrance on Creswell Street, because that's just for school trips. You need to go to Leithwick Street. I'll spell that for you. It's L-E-I-T-H. W-I-C-K Street. Thanks for listening.
Now listen again.
Hi everyone. I want to tell you about a museum called Amazing Earth that I visited last weekend. It's all about the planet we live on, Earth. It took us about an hour and a half to get to the museum. Everyone goes round it in groups, and it takes about 2.5 hours. We spent an hour having something to eat there, too. The museum split up into several sections. In one of them, you find out how the continents have moved over time. So, Africa, for example, isn't in the same place as it was millions of years ago. At one point, the floor started shaking, so you can experience what it actually would have felt like. It's quite scary, because you're not expecting it. In each section, there are films to watch too. I liked the one about how mountains are made, as I didn't know much about it. It was almost as interesting as the video on oceans, which I've always loved finding out about. As well as the tour, there are different special events on at the museum every month. If I had the chance to go again, I'd go in August, as some real-life explorers will be there talking about their work. There's a painting competition in July, which some people might enjoy, or the science exhibition in September sounds okay. There's a great cafe at the museum too. My mum said that her burger was good, but I didn't really fancy one. I soon wished I hadn't chosen the soup, but I had some chocolate cake afterwards, and I'd say that's definitely worth having. If you're thinking of going, don't do what we did and go to the entrance on Creswell Street, because that's just for school trips. You need to go to Leithwick Street. I'll spell that for you. It's Leithwick Street. Thanks for listening.
That is the end of part 3.